afresh upon us. Open our eyes that we might behold Christ and be transformed by him. In your name, Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said together, amen.
Just stand with me in worship if you feel led to.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary mountain, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that's greater than all our sin and despair like the sea wave cold, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge of my cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who that a longing to see his face. Will you this moment receive?
Thank you.
Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's that is greater than all our sin. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace that is greater than all our sin.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord. You are a good, good God. Good and gracious King. We worship you. Praise you, Jesus.
Who breaks the who brings the chaos back into order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King of glory, rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
The night is dark.
The this I hold, my shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valleys he will be. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome. Yet not I, but through Christ. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. This I hold, my sin has been defeated. Praise God, Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but through Christ. I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home, and day by day I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. All the glory ever to praise you, God. When the race is complete, to my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, God.
Yes, Father, we do rejoice, not in ourselves, but in Christ. Jesus, we honor you. We thank you for this privilege to behold your beauty, your magnificent, amazing grace. Our hope is in you and in you alone. And we stand in the confident assurance that you will not fail. You never have and you never will until the day that we are with you forever and ever. Encourage us with these truths and with this hope. And speak to our hearts as we look into your word. In Jesus' name. And all God's people in worship and thanksgiving said, amen and amen. If you would remain standing just in honor of the reading of God's word, if you have a copy of scripture, open it to the book of 2 Corinthians, to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And as we would look into God's word together, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning in verse 3, says this. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles and hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children, open wide your hearts also. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. This is God's word for us. Thank you for remaining standing. You may be seated.